Hello. This is the listening test.
Part 1.
You are going to hear a tour. As you listen, fill the missing information in the notes below.
First, you have some time to look at questions. Now we are ready to start.
In Japan, nearly a million young men have locked themselves in their bedrooms and refused to go outside. This phenomenon of isolation has been attributed as a side effect to Japan's highly competitive economy and culture. So how is Japan's economy destroying their youth? Japanese culture generally places a significant amount of emphasis on education and employment. But in recent years, Japan has seen a significant downturn in their economic growth. However, Japan's recession isn't the same as in most other countries. Stores don't go out of business, luxury spending continues, and the fabric of society still seems comfortable. But the lack of available new jobs does have a massive impact on younger generations. With fewer jobs to go around, many Japanese men give up hope and withdraw from society. Furthermore, the longer one is unemployed, the harder it is to find a job, since companies tend to hire fresh out of high school and college. Young adults and adolescents who confine themselves for long periods of time are called hikikomori. They are among the generation of youths called grass eaters, which are mostly men who shy away from sexual relationships and general social contact. They tend to live at home with their parents, some well into their 40s. Additionally, most Japanese youths are expected to provide for their families, putting tremendous stress and pressure on them to succeed. The weak economy also puts a strain on relationships, as many Japanese women refuse to date unemployed men, considering them weak and effeminate. Japan's government has warned that more than 1.5 million are on the verge of becoming hikikomori. An estimated 700,000 hikikomori have already locked themselves away. The influx of socially anxious men has created big changes for Japan, including a massive drop in birth rates to record lows and a shift in consumer habits away from a more masculine-driven culture. Studies have shown that as much as 75% of men in their 20s and 30s consider themselves grass eaters.